I've had meetings now in Moscow.
Well,
Did you receive any sign that this has been moved? I'll come back to this,
but just let me just finish this story of the Russians who killed around 13,000 Syrian people with their planes. Putin himself said that they used all sorts of weapons, like Syria being a field for testing their weapons and to sell them to the world, a market for selling weapons. At the same time, they supported them politically. Anytime the Security Council wanted to penalize those who are using chemical weapons, those who are killing people, the Russian veto is there. 11 times they used the veto. Now, what they did, because 2254 talks about ceasefire, and they created the track of Astana. And that ceasefire turned into de-escalation zones. And these de-escalation zones are breached on daily basis by Iran, militia Hezbollah, the regime, and Russia itself, that is the guarantor of the de-escalation zones. Now, we know that Russia is a very influential, very important part in the in the whole Syrian affair. And many of the people we talked to in our international tour to the UN, to Washington, to the EU, to several European capitals, to Ankara, yesterday, where Nasser Hariri, the head of the commission, met President Erdogan. All this tour, all of them had urged us really to talk to the Russians. And we didn't have any objection to talk to the Russians because they are influential. Because we, what was top on their agenda is talking about Sochi. And on our agenda, there were five items, not only Sochi. They tried hard to convince us to go to Sochi. When we talked to them about the details of Sochi and looked at the final communique, we found that it is just for establishing their occupation of Syria for a long time and the keeping of the regime there also for a long time. So-